The Burt Show.
I'm a huge dork. Listen to this. When we had MC Hammer on the show, I was like a 12-year-old all over again. Hammer!
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
This is the coolest thing ever. We're talking to Hammer.
All right. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, are you referred to now as MC Hammer? Are we back to Hammer? Or what are we at now?
MC Hammer.
MC Hammer.
MC Hammer Cougar Mellencamp.
Man, it is good to talk to you.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Wow. There are so many questions I guess we can start with. Is it painful to sit back and write about your life? Because there were so many highs and so many lows.
As a matter of fact, it's the opposite. There's so many highs and only one low. It's the opposite. And that's what's great about the movie. The movie allows the reality of what life is. Life is not one moment. Your life is made up of many moments put together that equals life. But from a sensationalism, standpoint, it's easier to focus on one point because, again, it sells better. But life, I was born many years ago and began my life in East Oakland in humble beginnings. Mm-hmm. And from there, have gone on to see the world, been around the world 9 or 10 times, played in front of millions of people, collected numerous awards from Grammys to American Music Awards to Moon Men to you name it. So absolutely, it's been a great life.
Now, Hammer, Bert has been asking, he's like, I got to ask MC Hammer how he spent the money.
The reality is, I had a payroll of $800,000 a month to over 200 employees, and the real fact of the matter is, if very simple math, $800,000 a month for over 36 months puts a big dent on anybody's fortune. But it was a conscious decision that I made by nobody's stretch of anybody's imagination. Do I not have the ability to calculate my math? It was a conscious decision. I had many employees from my community, and I wanted to give them to work. And I made that decision. I lived by it, and here I am. No problem at all.
Were these people that were really helping MC Hammer out, though, or were these people you were just taking care of?
Well, I was taking care of them, but it was, at the end of the day, it was, it was my dream. So I wanted to see middle-class African-Americans from my community, and I was making a whole lot of money, and I wanted to be a part of facilitating that dream. I always said if I make it, that I would help others out. Money, I didn't make money. I didn't start this, this business or being an artist to make money. I became an artist because I knew I had a talent.
Do you think the legacy that you're going to leave, and this is a hard question to ask, and don't get mad at me, but let me ask you a hard question. Is the legacy that you're leaving, is it going to be that you were so big or that you lost all that money?
Well, it depends on who you're talking to. If you're talking to people who are unaccomplished in their own lives and never reached certain goals that they have for themselves, then they'll focus on, man, if I had what Hammer had, I would have done it this way. So I'm excited about the legacy that will be left behind. And, nothing that, one moment will never take away my talent.
So I'm curious let's just say that you get successful again monetarily like you did before. Will you hire as many people as you did before? Will you do that again?
In another fashion. Today we understand, and I'll say shoulder that responsibility. Today I understand that there are other ways to be a philanthropist. You can utilize parts of your own, and then you have, nonprofits, and you have corporations that will participate, and then you have actually government programs that are set up, if you know how to access them, to help your community. So certainly, if it's not direct employment, I will still be doing things to help my community. That is my calling, and again, one bump in the road does not change that.
You know, obviously you're a pioneer, and you help bring rap mainstream, and you were part of all that, but does it, when you're watching TV now and you see, I'm trying to think of a rap artist before MC Hammer who was up on stage with a huge church choir, backing him up, and now you see Puffy's doing that.
Well, Puffy is MC Hammer from the year 2001. I mean, isn't it?
Well, I definitely can, see the influence, that I have on Puffy and others, and that's always flattering. But at the end of the day, I'm me, and again, I'm walking around with a 31-inch waist and 4% body fat. So when you see me do my thing, you'll see that it's flattering to have others who do parts of my act, but MC Hammer is MC Hammer at the end of the day.
So like Sean Puffy, though, and like J-Lo, they started clothing lines, and you're coming out with Jay Slick. That's your new clothing line.
Well, I've been affecting fashion for quite a while from the first time with the baggy pants and all that. It actually ended up affecting all fashion, and they end up wearing, as the kids wear today, nothing but baggy clothing. And so to diversify into fashion is a natural thing. Most performers are creative. They like to create their own wardrobe. So it's just, again, another byproduct of what we do.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
MC Hammer, Hammer, this was so great talking to you. Thanks for joining us, man.
Well, thank you. God bless you guys. Take care.
Take care. Bye now.
The Burt Show.